Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
And a belated happy birthday to you. That must have been a good time, I think. Everybody around the country was celebrating for you.
That's right. It's always fun to have a 4th of July birthday.
All the picnics and everything else. Excellent. Now, speaking of 4th of July and everything that goes with it, and one of the aspects of your title, food safety, you've got a big safety issue to talk about, as far as I know. You mentioned pressure cookers and things like that, all about canning.
Yes, I have tested the gauges for several pressure canners recently, so I thought it would be a good time to talk about doing some things to get ready for canning season. I know that several are starting to see some things pop up in their garden, and they may be wanting to can some things to enjoy later on in this year. And so now is a good time to definitely check your equipment and some supplies. So I think one of the first steps that is always good to check is to make sure to check your canner, make sure there's not any dents or warping on the bottom of it, because that can definitely affect the heat distribution during the canning process. Also remember, if you're using a canner, to think about the types of food that you're planning to can and which type of canner you're going to use. If you're going to can plain vegetables like green beans, carrots, corn, and even meat, you want to make sure to use that pressure canner because they are low-acid foods. Water bath canners can be used for things like fruits, jams, jellies, and pickles. It's also a good time to start checking some canning jars. You can check those canning jars by rubbing your finger around the top of the rim to feel for any cracks or chips, because those chips and cracks can cause lids not to seal properly. And you also want to make sure to look over the bodies of those jars as well to look for any scratches or cracks, because those scratches and cracks can cause some jar breakage during processing as well. You also make sure that those canning jars are nice and clean. Before every use, you're going to want to make sure that they're wash those empty jars in hot water with detergent. Make sure to rinse them well by hand, or you can even run them through the dishwasher as well. I know sometimes in Kansas, sometimes we can get scale or hard water film that gets built up on those jars, and you can remove that by soaking those jars in a solution of a cup of vinegar with 5% acidity per gallon of water prior to washing them. Also want to make sure you've got lots of flats or lids on hand, as those lids for canning can only be used once. You want to make sure to look over those lids and check to make sure there's not any defects, and make sure that entire seal compound is present on that lid. The rings for canning jars can be reused, but if they're rusty, you need to make sure to replace those. It's also a good time to check the rubber gaskets and valves on your canner. Make sure those gaskets and safety plugs are soft and flexible. They're not brittle or sticky or cracked. And make sure that those safety valves and vents are clean and can open easy. Another thing that sometimes I get lots of questions about is making sure to use safe recipes. I know sometimes we have canning recipes that get passed down from generation to generation, but as research has evolved, we want to make sure recipes are safe, because sometimes if they're older recipes, they can be unsafe because they have improper acidity, processing methods, or the length of processing time. So make sure to use some recommended recipes. One good resource is the National Center for Home Food Preservation. They have a website that you can go out to and look out a variety of recipe options. And we also have lots of good options in our local extension offices, and you can definitely stop by and pick those up in either our Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa office for updated canning information and recipes. And then finally, if you do have a pressure canner that uses a dial gauge, it's recommended to get that checked each year to make sure it's accurate. Pressure canners will have a dial or a weighted gauge. And while the weighted gauges don't require testing, it's important to check the dial gauges to make sure that they're accurate. So make sure that your canning jars are being processed for the correct amount of time so it can prevent any potential pathogen growth that can lead to some foodborne illness. We do test those gauges free of charge in all three of our local offices, so you can just bring your canner by one of the offices in Linden, Garnett, our office, and we can definitely get those checked for you. So if you have additional canning questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826, or you can also visit our website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
I do have a question. What cleanser do you recommend to remove strawberry jam from your ceiling when your pressure cooker decides to blow the lid off? asking for a friend, mind you.
I think any type of good soap and water will be good to clean that off of the top of that ceiling there. Sometimes it can get a little sticky. So.
Just a touch. Now, if somebody does have a question about certain safety issues, like I'm afraid that my pressure cooker will explode, do you also cover that with some of your guidelines?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Excellent.
So you're always welcome to contact if you've got some more of those specific type of questions, and we'll help guide you or visit with our specialists at K-State, too, that can help answer a lot of those preservation questions as well.
Excellent. Much appreciated. Well, thanks for joining us today, especially on a topic that we're hoping, with the rain and everything else, we're going to have enough of a bounty that, yeah, we can do some canning.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, well, we'll be talking to you again soon, and once again, thanks for joining us. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.